we continue to slog through the obvious genocide of much of the planet. And this is just stage one, remember. The first target was the first world white Western Christian culture that made this planet really what it is to a large degree. Good, bad, and the ugly. Not always one. It's inclusive of all kinds of things. So we're watching this and trying to put it together for you, trying to connect dots. And some of you are able to do that on your own. There are, unfortunately, a lot of people who have prominence on the internet who are doctors, scientists, who are either complete frauds or they just don't have a clue about what they're doing. There are many, many created opposition platforms out there. You know the ones I'm talking about. You can make your own decision. Is there good information on there from time to time? Yes, absolutely. And a lot of it you'll hear first here, and then it ends up over there, which is fine. Let's get it out there. But unfortunately, there are people who print. I just looked at another one today, one of the big three, and it's material that we've covered eons ago. Eons. Okay. There's a hint there. Anyhow, we're back. Jeff and Erica. Are you there, young lady?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
Is it? Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. We need some good around here. You know, this is really just for fun. For those of you out there wondering, really trudging through this is not a lot of fun. And it's not easy because of the amount of mis and disinformation that is constantly being splayed all over the internet and entrapping people, tricking them. And Erica, among many things, monitors social media groups like myocarditis, groups of people who have tinnitus problems, groups of people who have all manner of negative injuries from the bioweapon. And these groups are, thank God they're there, but they're loaded with shills and phonies and frauds and people trying to lead people in the wrong direction. So they serve multiple purposes, and it is difficult to do this. It gets to be discouraging at times. Not like we're going to quit, but it's just discouraging to see people being lied to so ferociously, nonstop. And whether it's on these particular boards or otherwise, it doesn't matter. Headlines today. This is a fun one. Dr. Robert Malone again, St. Malone, soon to be one of our primary saviors, if not the number one guy. Just remember, you've heard that here for well over a year now. He says, endless mRNA jabs are in the works as the CDC and the FDA play hide the data. All right, well, we know this. He's coming to fulfill a major role, I think, within the next 2 years. I think he's getting real close. What do you think?
Yes, I suspected that for some time now. It's, you know, he's being showcased.
Groomed.
Yeah. And, groomed. Garnering the confidence of the people in that he's on their side.
He's not the only one. They've tried this, of course, with many. And when we see things like the viral deniers, the these people who are saying there are no such things as viruses, this is all misdirection. They're basically turning known and recognized science, as well as the average people can understand it, on its head. They're doing it intentionally. They're creating arguments. They're doing all kinds of things. And that's just one example. They're very good at this.
Yeah, and I think at a certain point, I mean, there was some, I think, doubt in the beginning. Was there really a new virus? But I think we have overwhelming evidence now that there is. We've been able to tag the proteins, at least with immunohistochemistry methods in affected tissues. We can track it from the site of infection and see that it spreads. you know, what these people are asking for is you know, they want to take a picture of an isolated virus and then be able to grow it independent of everything else. Well, it can't. It's not alive. It needs a cell to grow in. I mean, you know, the argument is ridiculous, and if you've had a background in this field, then it doesn't even merit conversation at this point. It's so inane.
No. Now they're
You know, and if everything that they are saying, I mean, they say that, you know, it's never been isolated, so therefore it doesn't exist, and mm-hmm. you know, you're worried about nothing. These are nothing but exosomes, and the signature of cellular stress. No, I mean, if this was all wrong, if our assumptions, or I wouldn't even say they're assumptions at this point, but if they were had no basis, we would not be able to have advanced genetic engineering the way we have.
We have,
I mean, the basic principles were not sound.
We have how
we
many
do
papers
what we're doing today
for over 100 years on viruses.
Now, it's tedious and irrelevant at this point to be entertaining that argument that there's no viruses. It's I don't even know what to make of it.
Well, they're just stirring the pot of chaos. That
yes,
chaos
yes,
soup
they are.
Is what they love, and then the. They slop those who do not think, and they feed them, and they eat it right up. And it's like the flat Earth. Same idea.
At this point, you know, there doesn't even need to be the virus. This protein, this spike protein, wherever it comes from, now it's being manufactured in our fellow human beings, that mm-hmm. is the disease. If you get enough of that, it's biologically active. It's disruptive to multiple metabolic pathways in your body. Extremely disruptive, and that is what's causing the poisoning. There may be other
disruptive.
Things.
Yes.
Yes. I mean,
so
the first thing
go.
It goes after is these various components of the blood, and it starts to destroy mm-hmm. them and mess with the iron metabolism. It messes with your immune cells. It can get into nerve tissue.
It loves nerve tissue. Very happy
I would
there.
Say, you know, I compared it to ricin. It's I would, you know, ricin works a lot faster. Ricin is also a small protein that if you get, it doesn't take much at all to be a lethal dose with ricin. I think I heard whatever can fit on the tip of a pin, mm-hmm. Is enough to poison a human being, and it works by disrupting the production of proteins. At the cellular level. So within about 3 days, you die because you can't produce your own proteins.
Some time ago, to just jump back to Dr. Malone, who may be one of the world's great people, I don't know him, but we know that the whole vaccine industry is shifting over toward mRNA platforms. This is not new. We mentioned this long ago. And his caution today was endless mRNA jabs are in the works. Yes, we understand that. And he kind of chides the CDC and FDA a little bit. Well, the CDC today announced that they are overhauling their entire department. Rochelle Walensky said this. Why? Because they failed to take proper care of the pandemic. This is really funny. CDC announces overhaul after botching pandemic. That's the headline. No, the CDC played the key role in killing and or destroying the lives of tens of millions of Americans and others around the world and demolishing our economy. The CDC did exactly what it was supposed to do. So now they're going to, quote, overhaul it and give it a new coat of paint, and it's going to be a different, much more responsible organization. Oh, please. I mean, it just gets to be ridiculous. And yet it fills the mainstream media. They just keep reporting this garbage.
Well, and it gives people the impression that finally something's being done. You know, the incompetence is going to be dealt with, and we'll have a brand new
right.
whatever. I don't know what it's going to be.
Name one person who's been fired. I think
right.
Debbie Birx quit. I don't think they fired her, although they should have. But is let's see, Tony Fauci for one, okay? Has he been fired? Nope. Dr. Robert Malone, remarkable turnaround in 1 year. A year ago, we have him recorded saying that we need to get as much of this vaccine into adults and seniors as quickly as possible. I'm paraphrasing, but that was a quote. And then, of course, he turned that around. And then it ended up that he was kind of trying to protect children, which is fine. Everyone's for that. Okay. Something else here. Oh, this is a funny one. Study claims more kids are fat and obese and unhealthy because of global warming. See, you can't make this stuff up. I just had to throw that in there. Okay, now here's another one. This is important. Evidence that the vaccines, the bioweapons, the death shots, shed other toxic materials beside the death spike protein. Now, this is up in the news. You can find it. And there are a couple of pages, too, that should be on one page. I haven't taken a look, but it's very simple. And it mentions the URA-3665, which we mentioned here, Erica did, first. I never heard it anywhere else. About a year ago or more. So what's the deal with this?
Yeah, this URA-3665, we don't know what it is. It was the subject of two papers, two preprint papers. Preprint just means they have not been peer-reviewed, but they're available to read. And as soon as they began circulating, they disappeared. And they were somewhat incriminating because this, whatever this thing is, the title of one of them indicated that it was hidden in the vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines, and it could accumulate to, it was accumulating to toxic levels in the unvaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what it is. My personal suspicion is that it is some sort of a micro RNA that is probably targeting the interferon resistance pathway.
And you don't want your interferon messed with, okay? Let's get that on the table.
But you have to in order to make this transfection work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to get the mRNA past the cellular defenses, one of which is interferon. So if that's part of the vax, it wouldn't surprise me, and apparently it's probably also being released in exosomes for others to be exposed to as well.
If
and that
the interferon,
might explain.
Go ahead.
That might explain some of the immune suppression that the unvaxxed are experiencing after being around the vaxxed, possibly.
We'll talk more about that too. If the interferon is interrupted to allow the mRNA to do its thing, where does the interferon come from to replace all of that which is disabled in the body? How is it replaced? Interferon being a primary anti-cancer, anti-tumor agent, among other things. So where do we get more interferon?
It is critical for defense against invading pathogens, viruses, and in some cases bacteria. But when you're low in one area of the immune system, what usually happens is some sort of compensatory mechanism kicks in, and then other arms of the immune system will compensate for that deficiency, and sometimes that's not always good. They know that people who had deficiencies in type 1 interferon, for whatever reason, sometimes you develop an autoimmune disease where you destroy your own interferon. Mm-hmm. Those people were particularly vulnerable if they got exposed to the China virus, the Wuhan strain of this virus, and as a result, they went on to overcompensate with an antibody response, which is really the wrong response for this type of virus, and it ended up causing a highly inflammatory response, and in some cases, that fatal cytokine storm. So when you're deficient in interferon, I mean, your body can compensate, but it's not always the right response, and mm-hmm. it can do, a lot of damage. You may not totally overcome the infection. You may become a chronic carrier of it.
You said something really interesting that's important, and that's the idea that we are not supposed to, or we don't want a strong immunological response to the spike protein. We don't want that. Why? Everyone says, I've got to build my immune system. That's what everyone's trying to do. Build my immune system. What's wrong with that concept?
Well, when they think of the immune system, they think antibodies. And the immune system is far more complex than that. You've got two arms, the innate immune system and the adaptive immune system. The innate immune system is fairly generalized. It can respond to a wide range of all kinds of different things that are non-self and destroy them without having to form antibodies. But when the antibodies form, now you're building, you're formatting your immune system. You're creating a template for, you know, what the body perceives to be, you know, could be another future effect or attack based on what's in the environment. But with a protein, particularly this type of protein, when you create antibodies against it, you're actually giving it privileges and allowing it to interact with parts of your immune system that are highly inflammatory and ultimately destructive. But it's a catch-22 because, you know, the protein on its own is also toxic if it's not neutralized, and then if you make antibodies to it, you kind of create a Trojan horse for it and induce another, you know, the allergic inflammatory response, that's what does a lot of destruction in this long COVID, or the what's called the biphasic part of this illness. You get the acute response, and then you get the allergic response if you've made antibodies to it.
It's getting worse,
so it's not cut and dry. You know, everybody's thinking, I've got to, you know,
build my immune system.
Yeah, and
that's the key.
They do say in cases like with elderberry and echinacea, I don't know if this is hard and fast truth, but it was speculated, is still speculated, that when you are in the throes of an infection, that those are not the things to be taking, because you don't want to induce this highly inflammatory cytokine storm that can happen. These are good to take, you know, kind of prophylactically, but not in the middle of an infection.
Okay.
That's one school of thought. But yeah, you know, an overaggressive immune response is, particularly if you're dealing with something that has the potential to cause autoimmunity, not a good idea. Things that would modulate the immune response, such as medicinal mushrooms and the polysaccharides and beta-glucans and terpenes and terpenoids, those can be helpful in modulating the immune system. So if it's too low, it'll bring it up, and if it's too high, it'll bring it down.
All right. There seems to be a directive that has been given to some of the media faces that people look at for guidance and leadership, that shedding is a joke. There is now an effort beginning to surface by some of the names, at least one of the names, that says shedding doesn't happen. It's a fraud. It's a canard.
Yeah.
This is not helpful. We have spent a lot of time here explaining precisely how and why shedding is real, what it does to you, and how to minimize your exposure to it. And if I might, I don't do this very often, but we have a product online that we've mentioned in the past, and I know Eric and I never go out without one. It's a little personal device from Valera. There's a banner for it up there on the homepage, and you wear it around your neck, and it emits a lot of positive and negatively charged ions. And those ions will create about a 3-foot shield around you in case any pathogens, such as proteins, such as spike proteins, come in. They are immediately attracted to and bond to their magnetic polar opposite, positive ion or a negative ion. It'll clamp onto it, whether it's a spike protein or any other kind of pathogen. And it makes it heavy enough to fall down away from you. This is kind of ingenious when you think about it. And I did see another product has popped up, and they're claiming much more powerful response, and I don't buy it. We know what we have, and we use it. And we got it. Can I read that little note? I won't identify anybody, but...
Yeah, yep.
So, somebody wrote in today on one of the social media posts, on the board, and said, I tried a personal ionizer today and was very happy. No shedding weirdness. Do we know anything about the person who wrote this in? Does this person have a history of being sensitive to shedding?
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, very much so. And I can remember when this idea was first floated out there, when the shedding was becoming a thing, what was it, last March, March of 2021?
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the first remedies or first strategies that was floated out there to protect yourself from whatever the vax is shedding. And, yeah, people were reporting right away that it made a difference. You wouldn't think, but...
No, this is a very high quality product. I think it's only $130, something like that. It's not much. And if it gives you any advantage, and we think it gives you a substantial advantage, it's worth your time to consider it and to get one if you can do it. And I know $130 is not cheap, but it is when you give the idea out to people that what you're getting is priceless. And that's a barrier of some kind against the most deadly pathogen ever created by humankind, the spike protein. So this will help you. And the more and more people are showing up on these boards talking about how they can smell people who have been vaxxed, how they feel, they can be around someone, they can sense someone's been vaxxed. What are some of the other reports that you're getting? Besides smell and feel. People say they feel it. They can feel someone, their energy or whatever it is. They're emitting something, and I don't want to say they're emitting a MAC address, but they're emitting something that people are picking up. And this is not just one or two examples. We get she reads a lot of these.
Yeah, I don't know quite what to make of that, other than, you know, if you're dealing with a protein and you've been sensitized to it, it's not going to take any time at all for your body to recognize it, particularly if you haven't gotten rid of, degraded the last dose that you got.
Right.
So, you know, think about a gluten sensitivity. I mean, people that have gluten sensitivity or the worst is celiac disease, where it's an actual autoimmune condition resulting from exposure to gluten. All it takes is a little bit of gluten to set off these symptoms, which can last a month, 2 months, from just a little bit. So, you know, that's the power of proteins. You know, a similar thing happens to people who have nightshade sensitivities. Nightshades are the family of plants like potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, tobacco. And if they get just a little bit, once they've been sensitized, you know, these symptoms, which can feel like arthritis, can last for 3 months. Because of the antigen immune complex that persists in the body, takes that long to be degraded and eliminated. So my guess is that there's constant ongoing spike exposure for a lot of these people who have developed a sensitivity, and it doesn't take anything at all to bring these symptoms roaring back. There may be some magnetic component to this. I don't know if that spike protein, when it's being shed, has bits of
charged.
Charge. Possibly. I don't know. There's some interplay with the iron. There's no doubt in my mind that the dysregulation of iron is a huge part of this. I mean, we talked about the spike destroying the heme.
On
red
Monday,
blood cells, and then
that's a very important program, and I would urge all of you to go back and listen to it. Sometimes if you listen to the program twice, you'll get twice as much value out of it. You'll understand it better. We don't get too deep into this. We try not to, but it is a very deep, very sophisticated, complicated issue, This is a diabolically evil creation, the spike protein. It has so many ways of getting into your body and causing holy hell and then ultimately death. And sometimes ultimately doesn't apply. You're seeing more and more people now dropping over dead unexpectedly. And I'll bet dollars to donuts that in the autopsies, if they're performed, they are not going to tell the truth about what they find. They're not going to tell the truth about looking at all the, well, veins, arteries, the aorta, for example. We have the video up there. You've seen it. The doctor's removing an amyloid clot, what appears to be from the aorta of the person who is alive. And it is really something to see. And there goes, there we go, cut off again. So, okay, what we have here is something that is getting reviews, and we like that. This product, the Valera Personal Unit, is the best thing that I've come across that I would suggest that all of you consider. You just put it around your neck. It's not a problem. This is easy, and it'll stay charged for days. It's a USB charge, and it's really smart. So we did get this note that somebody who's very familiar with shedding and reacting to it, hypersensitized, is no longer suffering from that after getting this little personal unit that you wear around your neck. Pretty neat. So that's a little win for us, maybe. Let's keep reporting on that. And if you have one and you've been sensitive to shedding and you're no longer sensitive when you wear this, let us know. We'd like to hear. We appreciate that very much. All right. You back?
I'm back.
How you been?
I'm pretty good.
All right. She stepped out for dinner. Okay. In case you're new to the program, Erica gets cut off all the time. Almost every program. So they like to stir the pot of chaos and trouble. They're very good at that. Okay. Now, what's next? I've got another story here. Just a couple. I like to do these little quickies. 27-year-old high school varsity basketball coach dies of suspected cardiac arrest. What do you think, gang? What do you think? Possible amyloid clots, plural. And remember, they grow to fill out the shape of the vein, artery, or even the aorta that they are in. They'll fill it up and you die. It's gone. Done. Evidence the vaccines shed other toxic materials. We've talked about that, the URA 3665. Anything else in that basket of potential things that are being shed by the vaxxed? It could be anything. We may not know ever some of these things. It could
no,
be.
And that's the insidiousness of this, that, you know, because they're using nucleotides and coding for proteins, they can change it in the drop of a hat easily.
Right. And already, no oversight whatsoever, none.
There was that mystery protein in the Pfizer.
Yeah. We have no idea.
According to
what
their
that
recipe.
Is.
Nobody, I mean, it does not correlate to any known protein. But it's bigger in terms of the number of nucleotides than the spike. I think the spike was 1,273, and this thing's 1,295. So what is it? What does it do?
Is it the only one in there? What does it do exactly?
Well, what is it this week? What is it next week?
No, we have no idea. None. Okay, anything else you want to touch on here at this point?
I think we had an announcement that Moderna, the UK, has approved the bivalent COVID booster by Moderna.
Right, right, right.
First in line again.
Okay, I can't. I'm not seeing it here. Why not? It should be right here, not there. Okay. All right. Most important, just to repeat. Moderna has a booster, a new one, been approved in the UK, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Soon to probably be over here as well.
And this is going to incorporate They looked at several. They looked at the original Wuhan, which is now the ancestral strain, of and putting the spike in from that one.
Right.
And then they tested out the beta variant plus Omicron, and then the Delta plus Omicron, and then Omicron by itself. And then they finally settled on the Omicron plus the Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
And curiously, looking at their reported results or the number of events, this combination, the Omicron plus the Wuhan strain, had the most severe adverse events associated with it.
Well, they're really trying to deplete the population in the UK. It's obvious. Now, over here, just to repeat in case you didn't remember or hear it the first time, they are talking now about rolling out this fall, soon coming to a needle near you, the COVID bioweapon, death shot, and a quadrivalent flu vax in the same injection.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's such a brutal, crude, unnatural technology to be injecting this thing into humans and expecting to derive any benefit from it. I don't see how people, human beings, are going to withstand these continued assaults.
They're not.
It's a brutal, brutal assault on the entire body. You know, if they're really hoping to bring this technology, to advance it and bring it into some kind of standard, they're killing their own customers. You know, who's going to be left to take this?
Well, the genocide has only one agenda, and I don't think they really care too much.
That's about all these things are good for.
They're making Pfizer made $28 billion the first quarter of this year, just one quarter. That's profit. So I don't know if they've ever, have you ever heard of a case of them charging for one of the Pfizer or Moderna kill shots? I don't think I've ever heard of that. They give it to you free in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
The public. No, they never charge.
Yeah.
We pay $28
billion worth. The taxpayer pays, yeah.
That's right.
But no, I was in a pharmacy last week, and over the intercom, they were running an ad for a COVID booster, and they made sure to tell people it's free. If you're here, just get it.
Wow. Well, if they combine the flu vax with four different attenuated strains of flu, and remember, these are guesses, and the COVID bioweapon injection, this is going to be grim.
Well,
grim.
You know, there's no attenuated anything. It's just codes for the proteins of these viruses, the antigenic proteins, that you know, something that will antagonize the immune system into reacting.
Right.
We know how bad the spike is. That's lethal. Well, what are these other ones? The ones that are going to be from these strains of flu.
Gosh, they're not going to tell us, are they?
Well, we'll find out after the fact.
I just
it can't
don't
be good.
Know.
I mean, even if this was a neutral protein, let's say, it's still foreign. It's still hijacking your cell's production of its own proteins. So first and foremost, you've got a concern with the derangement of your own protein homeostasis, which, yeah, that doesn't sound like much. I can handle that. But no, that's huge. When you realize the intricacies of molecular signaling, that every organ has to be listening and responding to
They're
what
talking.
Other organs are doing.
Back and forth,
yeah.
All the time, constant.
All the time, down to the nanosecond, for things to happen in some kind of coherence. These things are just, they're like a monkey wrench. And
well,
how
worse.
Long does it take the body to recover from that when, you know, you've thrown this dirty bomb into a well-tuned system? I just don't see it. And then you've got the risk of a T-cell-driven autoimmunity where your immune system sees whatever cells have been transfected with this stuff and that they're producing these foreign proteins, those cells get destroyed. And we already know that, you know, these things go to the liver, the spleen, the adrenal glands, the ovaries, and other places, including the brain. So you will have your immune system attacking those organs to try to shut down the protein production.
Right.
No big deal, right?
None. Well, keep in mind we have now firm video evidence of at least what appears to be the beginning of an effort to discredit shedding as reality. It's the same antivirus people that are going to do this.
Yeah, this is that's really a slap in the face to anybody that's had to deal with this shedding thing. It's really mocking the people experiencing that.
Terrible. But that's what they do. That's the name of their game. We will keep on this shedding thing and urge all of you to consider getting one of these little personal units. Wear a mask whenever you're around other people. Wash your hands. And honestly, I don't think rubber gloves are out of the question. I think they should be used in any busy location, like a supermarket. You don't know who's touched the produce that you're picking up. You don't know. You don't know who's touched the jar you're picking up. So, you know, protect yourself. Some people are actually able, and this has been online too, am I right? They're able to detect a package brought by a UPS driver if, let's say, the UPS driver, male or female, has been injected, that there's something on the parcel that they can sense. Is that, did I read that right?
Yeah, I have read reports to that effect. Yep.
All right, we're not trying to go crazy paranoia here. We're just trying to look at all angles because they aren't going to tell us. It's real simple.
Yep.
Okay, we have a number of things that Eric has pulled off the social media platforms, and we can jump into those now unless you have something else that we've missed.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. You've got your list there. Ionizers first, then ivermectin. Just to repeat, we love ivermectin. We do not believe it should be used prophylactically. We think you should use it when you need it.
You know, it works. You ask anybody that has dealt with shedding or the virus, and most, at least that I've heard, indicate it works, and it works fairly quickly. But there's another school of thought there's rumors out there that it's another way of depopulating, because there was a small study done where it made the males, it dropped their sperm count for a period of time. I don't know if it was permanent. I have not read the study, but there's a little bit of that negative publicity going on with the ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say, I mean, it is an anti-parasite, and it has the same types of risks in terms of putting selective pressure on whatever it is you're trying to kill, so that it evolves ways of avoiding what's trying to kill it. And there is a warning on any bottle of ivermectin that you buy at the tractor supply store or wherever, that, you know, you should not be using it indiscriminately and or overusing it for that reason. You don't want to have ivermectin-resistant parasites growing in you or anything else.
No.
So, these things, these parasites, viruses, bacteria, they all adapt to these things that are trying to kill them if they're used routinely or casually, I would say, or indiscriminately.
Okay.
And I do see a lot of people eating or resorting to ivermectin. I would say almost like candy. Just daily use, which I think might bring short term relief, but you might be paying a high price down the road. I mean, ideally, what it seems to be doing is blocking the spike somehow. Attaching to it in a way that makes it not biologically active. And I think that there are other things out there that may be better or at least used in rotation so that you don't put this kind of pressure.
Right. Good advice. Just keep in mind, it's on the shelf. You get sick, it's there for you.
Right.
We just don't think you need to be using it every day. No.
Right.
No. Okay. Number two, we have several ivermectin stories. The first one is the ionizer that I mentioned earlier, and this is an unvaxxed person who's had shedding problems being around other people. I tried a personal ionizer today and was very happy. No shedding weirdness. It's a short thing. It's anecdotal. We understand that, but it's nice to see these things. So for those of you out there who have them, if you have anything to report, let us know. Okay, go ahead with the first ivermectin one if you want.
All right, this is the ivermectin prevents the self-assembly of nanowires.
Oh, wait, where is this? Hold on.
This is ivermectin misinformation.
Okay, I got to get to the right page. I want to follow this. This is a good one. Please forgive the interruption and go ahead. Start again.
Okay. Ivermectin prevents the self-assembly of nanowires.
Stop. Stop. How in the hell does this person know that? Okay, this is the problem here. Now, this is very instructive, this little post. Quote, ivermectin prevents the self-assembly of nanowires. Says who? Proven by how? By what? Nothing. What are nanowires? And how do we know ivermectin even cares about nanowires?
It's just an example.
Be careful.
Disinformation or misinformation that's out. I think these people, no, they mean well, but they don't have a handle on what they're dealing with.
No, I'm sorry again. I can't take this kind of stuff, though. It drives me nuts.
No, I can think of the people that are behind this narrative of putting this out there,
Go ahead.
It's a real disservice. It really is. Yeah. It's preventing people from making or understanding what they're dealing with and making sensible choices.
It's creating confusion and ignorance and ultimately stupidity. This is just not correct. It's not science. It's nothing. It's somebody's opinion. And it's a silly opinion.
One thing I read today was this one of these people is now telling people that if you get exposed to graphene enough, you will be you will develop immunity to it, or antibodies to it. That was it.
Antibodies to graphene?
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay. Here's the first part. Ivermectin prevents the self-assembly of nanowires. Oh, my. Go ahead.
Horse paste, it may be, but it works well. Chlorine dioxide stops the clotting. Using a personal ionizer protects your breathing zone from other shedding or nanotech from the chemtrails. Filter drinking water, avoid heavily contaminated areas, switch off your Wi-Fi at night, eat organic, avoid processed food. We need to protect ourselves from all directions. So, it's good information. It's not, based on
hard science.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. The first two, someone writes in, there's a whole group of ivermectin injured people. Not unlike this one. We can agree to disagree, but I also don't go taking tons of herbal antiparasitics either because I am more resonant with terrain theory. What the hell is that? So these people are saying things that they're just word salads for the most part. Now there's a whole group of people this person is saying are ivermectin injured. Not any offering of proof, hardcore data, nothing. Just spewing it out. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of just parroting what they've heard, but there are some contraindications with ivermectin, and one of which is if you've got a leaky blood-brain barrier, this is not a medication that you want in your brain. And then if people are taking certain other medications, ivermectin can be problematic. I think in some regard it's being used much too casually. Is it good? Is it effective? It does certainly does seem to be. Is it a lifesaver for some people? Yep, it's worked. But I also think that people are abusing it now.
All right, someone else writes, nah, I've been taking it twice a day. And there was a response to that that says, it's the nanotech and the graphene. It's the ivermectin that breaks it all down. CDS does not break down graphene in the same way, but it does break down the misfolded proteins very well. This is why I switch between the two methods. Also, I must keep going with minerals. I'm going to read that again. It's the nanotech and the graphene. It's the ivermectin that breaks it down. Proof?
No.
CDS.
No.
CDS does not break down graphene in the same way, but it does break down the misfolded proteins very well. Where the hell did that come from?
No.
Where do these people? Where do they get this stuff? Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
beware. Please beware of what you're reading and just take it with a grain of salt. Be careful. All right.
Okay.
Next up. Not seeing vax. What is this? Not seeing vax deaths. I think that's the next one, if you see that.
Yeah,
one.
I've got it. Someone says, I'm not seeing the deaths, thank God. I personally know at least 36 people off the top of my head that have received at least 4 vaccines and no one has died yet. I'm not saying they won't or that there are not more deaths because of the jab, but I am not finding the numbers to prove it. I find articles that state there are more deaths since the jab, but I am not able to verify the info other than from articles. So that elicited a number of comments.
Go ahead.
Let's see. I've lost several friends to death from the jab. No family or friends see that it's the jab. I've been to 2 funerals, and the church smelled of mildew and pine sol. I left early. It's so maddening out there. And that someone replies to that. I'm so sorry. You are so right about this. Just stinks. I'm tired of feeling sick around the jabbed and smelling it and trying to protect my kids and think about their futures. So I just choose life daily and to see the positive. If I don't drown, for me, Yeshua, Jesus, helps. Praying you find peace in all of this. Wish you well.
Okay, and the next one. 100%. I assume that means I agree 100%. The things I heard within my circle are not as aggressive as the ones you share, but it's pretty much what's happening. People think that war would be bombs and guns, but in reality, it's all about saying no to a coffee to someone that is not interested in hearing about all these things, and our health is about standing our ground. Yesterday, I was talking to the wife of a person that developed a very aggressive cancer. She's not in this group, but she's convinced it was because of shedding, and I suspected that when I met them. She is so angry. He was a happy person, not knowing about this, a loved, honest person. The war is insidious. Mind control is about making us think we can embrace a social consciousness and just be assimilated into the hive mind. No, not ever. Go ahead. Next.
Okay, this is from one of your listeners, Zach. My 54-year-old brother-in-law got his second booster a few weeks ago. That's 2 Pfizer shots and 2 boosters. Within that time frame, he's also had a flu shot and a shingles shot, and he seems fine, still running and enjoying his daily life with my sister and their 2 young kids. I don't know what else to say. Thoughts? Honesty, please. And someone replies, sure, let's wait a year and see. I'm glad he's doing well. Meanwhile, I'm happy to be part of the control group. Just heard today of a friend whose brother, who is fully jabbed, diagnosed with aggressive glioblastoma, 3 tumors in his brain. Another one this week with an aggressive uterine tumor that is already stage 4. another one with blood pressure after their first jab that was 210 over 120, another that lost cognitive function and is having trouble completing daily tasks, paying bills or double paying bills, putting milk in the pantry, and another two miscarriages and another progressive demyelination disorder, unsure of actual diagnosis. All this in the past 2 days, not including the ones I heard last week and the week before, all in my personal circle, not online.
I don't know. Which one was that?
Vax 2.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I see it. Okay, very good. That'll do it for tonight. This, beware of the people who are going to begin, probably, can't guarantee it, to pound on the idea of shedding as being real. I think they are going to mount a campaign, an anti-shedding campaign, just like they've mounted an anti-vaccine virus campaign. Now, the guy, is it Easton? I can't remember his name. I always forget it. The guy in Canada who created a virus, he just built one.
Oh, David Evans. University of Alberta, yeah.
He built one, okay, but they don't exist. So, you know, it's like the flat earth, okay? If you want to believe in the flat earth, that's fine. Good luck. Have at it. We still have that ability to believe in what we want. Okay, anything you want to add here? We've got to run.
Nope.
We're out of time.
That's a wrap.
Showbiz talk. Okay. Very good. All right. For both of us, Erica and yours truly, thank you for being here. We will be back again on Friday. Say good night.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Back in 21 hours. Talk to you tomorrow.